In India, tech companies are worried that the Trump administration is preparing to limit visas for foreign skilled workers. A huge number of those visas, called H-1Bs, are held by Indians. But Congress and the White House say the program could be a threat to American jobs. From New Delhi, NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
In the alphabet soup of U.S. visas, the H-1B is arguably the most coveted.
An H-1B visa is a kind of temporary work visa that allows professionals from other countries to work in the United States for a designated U.S. employer.
Cornell immigration law professor Stephen Yale Lair says the program is in big demand. Last year, U.S. companies that sought to bring high-skilled workers to the states filed 236,000 petitions that went to a lottery that drew just 85,000 H-1B visas. The bulk of the winners? Indian computer specialists, many graduates from U.S. universities. Yale Lair says places like Europe and Australia have special visas to attract such talent.
We don't, and so we have to shoehorn those high-tech workers into existing categories like the H-1B, and it's getting more difficult every year.
Newly introduced legislation in Congress and drafts of executive orders reportedly circulating in the Trump White House would tighten the H-1B program. The stakes are high for Indian IT firms. Using H-1Bs, they earn tens of billions of dollars each year outsourcing tech talent to the U.S. One bill proposes doubling the minimum wage of H-1B holders. Critics say there's an incentive to prefer Indian IT workers because they are cheap. Analyst Shailis Chitnis says if the median salary for all H-1B holders is $71,000, several, not all, Indian outsourcers pay slightly below that. And if they had to double salaries, he says Indian IT companies would have to change their business model.
These organizations are not going to be bringing in people at $120,000 to fill those jobs. It would simply be too expensive. They'll have to look at some other alternatives.
India's IT executives refute allegations that Indians are displacing American workers. There is a demand in the U.S. for Indian technical talent, they argue, because of a severe shortage of Americans with degrees in science, engineering, and math. The president of the group representing Indian software services companies, R. Chandrasekhar, says talent has become more important than investment or trade.
And those who consciously cut themselves off from the global supply chains of talent are depriving themselves of a good thing.
Chandrasekhar notes that intermingling of American and Indian ingenuity helped build Silicon Valley and says protectionist impulses would weaken the U.S. and what makes it unique.
America is number one. What has really helped them to rise absolutely to the top is that they have attracted talent from across the world, from every corner of the world. That's what has made them who they are. It would be really a pity if that was reversed without thinking it through.
Immigration expert Stephen Yale Lair says if implemented, the draft executive order would initiate a review of the H-1B program and likely have no direct immediate impact.
But it sends a strong signal that we no longer like foreign workers. We're all about only U.S. workers. That is eventually going to hurt us.
Indian IT executives traveled to Washington this month to lobby against the measures that take aim at one of India's most competitive businesses. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, New Delhi.